The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Finally made it back down south. So let's do this. Going to be a fun show. It's a Friday, Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday, Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air as we are out here at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. And going to be a fun, fun show today. Finally back on my old side of town. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. Probably best to just text that, though. Better way to get in touch with us is on the Facebook page. Just go to The Blitz. Put your comments on visitor posts or Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show at the main number. And it's a Friday, Friday. Let's have some fun today. Got basketball tonight. And, AJ, I have to say, for the first time in this tournament, my basketball betting has gone into the red. After
really?
Last night, yes.
Oh, man.
After an 8-2 start. But I'm 0-3 on my big bets. That's the killer.
I was 2-1 last night. I'm glad that I wasn't confident in my Aggie pick because Aggie wasn't confident in themselves. As I was watching that Maryland game, I was thinking, God, and I feel like in the first half, the officiating was poor and things were going Kansas's way that shouldn't have gone their way, and I was getting really frustrated. But by the end of it, it was one of those things where I was just wrong. Kansas was better, and defensively They're so good. And they played the better game, and Maryland had no answer for it. Kansas wasn't giving them easy shots, and Maryland didn't know how to work for good shots. And, I still say that Diamond Stone's early foul trouble was huge in Maryland's demise, and I still contest it. A lot of those fouls shouldn't have been called. But at the end of the day, Kansas was just a better team. So kudos to them. They're going to be a tough out. That Kansas-Villanova game is shaping up to be one of the best of the tournament for sure. I mean, those two – can you think of two teams that are playing better than them?
Not really. Maybe North Carolina.
Maybe. Yeah, but North Carolina hadn't played anybody.
Right.
You know,
that's why it's hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, these two teams – are blitzing through teams, and not just any old teams. These are pretty good teams they're beating up now. So tomorrow night it's going to be there's going to be some good games, you know. And for both those regions, both Saturday's matchups to be 1-2, I think that's, you know, you like to have some Cinderella action, but at the end of the day, we all want to see the best teams playing, and I think that's what we've got.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So anything you like tonight? And I do want to note it for the record that I'm the first one to admit when I lose. Yeah, everybody, you guys never talk about when you – yeah, I do.
Oh, I lost that one for sure.
I was wrong on that one.
No doubter.
And the only thing that scared me about Maryland is that they have had games this year where they just disappeared.
Yeah.
But you know what? Credit to credit to Kansas. Anything float your boat tonight?
I like Indiana and getting points again, which may be silly. It's the team that was kind of I'm looking at is the more is a very talented team that's underseeded in Indiana as a 5 seed, much like Maryland last night, taking on North Carolina, who you know, North Carolina, if North Carolina plays their best game, they'll probably run Indiana out of the gym. But I've watched North Carolina play 12 times this year, and I've seen them play their best games maybe like up to their potential maybe once or twice. So I think if you can get six and a half, I think you should feel good about Indiana. I think it's a high-scoring game because Indiana's going to score with anybody. It's just a matter of if they can make some stops against North Carolina. And I'm playing something I rarely do, but I've got two favorites that I don't like enough to get points with, but I'm going with Wisconsin and Virginia moneyline parlay tonight.
Okay. I like it.
So.
All right, 713-780-ESPN.
Leaving alone the Gonzaga series.
Yeah, I have no feel for that. Honestly not going to be surprised by any outcome in that one.
I think Gonzaga wins, but I don't know.
So we're out here at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. This is always cool for me to come back to this side of town because this is basically where I grew up, down this stretch going down to Galveston from here. And see a lot of familiar faces. So a lot of Blitzers here. Come on out. Very cool place if you're in the area. We don't get down here a lot, so it's always fun when we do. And I had some of the wings earlier. They're really good.
I've had the wings before myself.
I'm told they have a nice beer selection. I have not sampled.
You've not partaken yet?
I have not, but it looks like they've got some really good beer as well. So, man, just a fun place. And this outside part is terrific because they've got a patio out here, and plenty of room. That's where they got to set up. It's a beautiful day to be outside.
I had a beer on the patio earlier at Texas Beer Refinery, which is one of the breweries down on this side of town, and they've got a cool little facility about 10 minutes from here.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were open today, or I would have come down there.
Yeah,
I grabbed
a brew and sat out and drank it, and I might find one or two things here on the tap list that I can partake in as well. I still haven't decided between wings or fish and chips. Fish and chips has been on my mind lately.
You are a fish and chips guy.
Yeah.
And so I did see someone order the fish and chips. They look pretty good.
Yeah. But, I'm very torn.
I like the wings, and they've got some really hot wings, which I know you're into.
Yeah.
Not the nuclear hot ones that...
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm not into that.
But just a really cool place. So if you're looking for a place to come hang out and you're anywhere, I would say from Galveston all the way up to...
Beltway 8, maybe even...
Yeah. Yeah. Although, if you're coming from Houston...
God, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to you if you're coming from Houston, because it was not an easy trek down here, I must say. I don't understand what happens. I'm guessing 45 south of downtown is much like 290 coming out of town.
Yep.
Towards Cypress in that area. It's never going to be finished.
No, and
it's a disaster.
There's one area, and every weekend, whenever I come down here, I run into it. We're right past the Beltway, where it's always backed up.
It just stops.
Doesn't matter what time of day it is.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if you're going north or south. It's always backed up. And today it just happened to be backed up all the way to 610.
And so. Today's a holiday.
Yeah.
People should be off. I mean,
I don't know what you guys are doing out driving today.
Stop it.
Yeah. The fewer of you on the road, the better for us.
It's only acceptable if all of you were coming down here to watch this show today.
Yeah, I think that's fair. If you were coming down here for that, fine. Get on the road. In fact, if you're not a Blitzer, just go ahead and get off the road right
now.
Go home. Spend some time with your family. I know they probably don't want you there. But if you're a Blitzer, then come on down here. See, we just got some people off the road for you guys.
Yeah, I feel good for you today.
Why is that?
You don't have the biggest nose in this place.
That's true.
I see a guy right here who's got you beat.
Well, there's a reason for that, probably.
What's the reason?
He's probably related to me.
Oh, well, damn. Oh, I didn't know. I did know that. Just kidding. I'm just a terrible person.
Yeah, well, these things happen. That's one of the rare times when you're going to have more than one Lamarck person in the house. I'll just say that, but... Yeah.
So what's the plan? Are you going to stay down here tonight? Or are you going to make a weekend of it? What's the deal?
No, I'm going back.
You're going back home.
After the show, yeah. I have a couple really good beers I want to try when I get home.
So, okay.
That I've been saving. And how you doing, man? So I've got some stuff I want to drink when I get home. So I'm going
home. You're a big celebrity down here.
I think not really.
I just noticed. I mean, people are talking to you while on the air.
Well, that happens all the time. that wherever we go, somebody does that.
All right. I feel like because we're in your neck of the woods, though, like that guy just pretended like I was chopped liver.
Well, maybe that's...
Which, listen, I don't mind. I think it's a good thing.
Well, you like being chopped liver.
Right.
But
I prefer no one know who I am. But that's that's a strange thing.
Well, I just... For those of you who come out to the remotes, just a little... We love talking to you guys, but if the headsets are on, that means we're on the air and we're talking on air. So,
yeah.
You know, when the headsets come off, hey, shake hands, kiss babies, throw beer on us. I don't care. But... When those are on, you know, just kind of, there are people listening. So, I see kids in here too. This looks like a kid friendly place.
Yeah,
and it's funny because Dustin, who's here, thought this was
guy. This is your first time doing. You've done this before. What? You got to turn your microphone off if you're going to be banging it around. It makes a bunch of noise every time. All right.
Yeah,
we got a professional broadcast going on here. This is
I don't know about professional, but we've got a broadcast.
It should
going
be
here.
A professional broadcast.
It should be. We should be making an effort to make it professional, but you know, sometimes the train wrecks work too. But Dustin said he thought this place was an actual like oil change place.
Yeah, I've talked to Victor, who's the manager here, and he's said that often people come in and try to hand him their keys and they want an oil change, and he's no, that's just kind of the theme of the restaurant.
That would be kind of a cool side business for them to start. You give them the keys, they go change the oil, you have a few beers.
But do you really want a place that handles your food to be doing oil changes? I feel like that's not for me.
Well, you'd have to have a separate building like on the other side.
Yeah, because I don't even like when I go get my oil changed and they have the mints. I don't even want to eat the mints.
Yeah, I don't want anything that's
no.
Yeah. It would be like buying something out of a bathroom.
Right, but I feel like those are two businesses that should be separate, and I think they're doing it right here.
Wow, these girls are wandering around with shots or something. I'm not sure. So, but no, thank you.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. I want everybody else to drink that.
I think it'll be real interesting in here if you just sort of pass those around. I feel like this whole tray,
I think it's the Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you're not going to get drunk taking a shot of that.
No, not one.
It, you know what? That's not bad, though, if you like root beer.
Yeah. What the problem with stuff like that is you can drink a whole lot of it and not know that you're drinking.
Yeah.
And that can be disastrous.
The other thing is it's too sweet for me to drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so you get that weird sick feeling because you're drunk and
you got a bunch
sweet.
Of sugar in
yeah.
your head.
So yeah. you're kind of jumping around. All right, we are going to take a quick break. Plenty to get to. We are out here at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. Very easy to find. It's right at the 646. Man, this stuff has all grown up. I mean, when I lived here, this was just a field. And there's so many cool things out here now, including this place. So you can't miss it. Come on by. Say hello. We're out back. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I think you can hear us now. All right. 713-780-ESPN.
What's the big hubbub? Could they not hear us before?
No, we didn't have the speakers hooked up.
Oh. Because... Man, our on-site engineer is a total bum. I mean, this guy has no idea what he's doing. It's very sad.
Well, I admit I got a little panicked when I looked
twice
down.
He's blown it already.
Three. Because he
17 minutes into the show.
He banged the headphones twice, and he didn't have
it
set up. But I got a little panicked at 3:30. I look up, and it's like, shouldn't our people be here by now setting up? And so I texted Jong, and he told me they were close. And I think usually what, you guys get here an hour before, right? That's minimum.
But they got stuck in the traffic.
They got stuck
sure.
in the evil yeah. traffic, which apparently was really bad on 610 because there was a car fire. So after you get off 610, congratulations, you get 45.
Yeah, so there's your big win.
Some of us thought to leave, you know, 2.5 hours before the show so
yeah.
we could get here on time, even with traffic, because, you know what it's like driving down here. And somebody actually tweeted us that, hey, traffic sucks going down there, so you might want to leave early. I don't know who that was, but I appreciate it. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And probably best to just text us today or tweet us or hit us up on Facebook. Always kind of hard to take phone calls when we're on location. But I got to tell you, man, I like this place a lot. This is a nice setup. We're out on the back patio. Perfect day for it. You could not ask for a better day than what we've got today. Couple things I wanted to get to. There's a lot of quarterback chatter. Now we're on to the next group of guys with RG3 signing with the Browns. Apparently it came out that the Broncos were just not interested for the same reasons you probably wouldn't be interested in him.
Yeah.
Mostly off-field stuff.
Yeah.
The name that
because he goes over the coach's head and talks to the owner and like that, that you don't want your quarterback
to
do.
I would say that's a negative.
For sure.
Next name that's starting to get thrown around out there, which is not somebody I really thought much of, but apparently the Jets, who are not really rushing to sign Ryan Fitzpatrick, have been talking to the Bucs about Mike Glennon.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, I
thoughts and prayers, bro.
Well, it's funny because apparently the Broncos have some interest as well. I guess all of these teams that aren't on quarterbacks right now, allegedly. Now,
listen, Mike Glennon, I'd feel fine about if he's my backup quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want him as your starter.
The Jets, the Broncos, these are teams that currently don't have starting quarterbacks. These are teams that they have backups. The Jets have Geno Smith. Hey, he's a backup. He should be a backup. Broncos have Mark Sanchez. Should be a backup. What they need is a starting quarterback, not another backup. Mike Glennon is a backup quarterback.
If you're the coach, who would you have starting out of Mike Glennon and Mark Sanchez?
Mark Sanchez.
I think I would too.
Well, ask me if I'd feel good about it. Obviously
not. No, that wasn't the question. I already know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I know exactly how you feel about that situation. There's no reason to ask you that. But, yeah, if you had to choose between those two, I think I would probably go with Sanchez as well, and that's at least he's played on a team that is kind of similar to what the Broncos.
He's been in the playoffs a couple times.
He played on Rex Ryan teams where they played great defense and didn't turn the ball over.
But no one ever said, man, Mark Sanchez really led that team to a victory today. It just doesn't happen. Mark Sanchez isn't like – he's a backup quarterback. He should be a backup quarterback.
Except you remember that time when he was a rookie and they played the Texans?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that time when he was a rookie and the Texans sucked everything you could possibly suck?
I do remember that.
So, I mean, let's not get crazy
well,
about
it. Well, I just said, Mark Sanchez.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Mark Sanchez.
I'm giving you the one example I know of.
Mark Sanchez, his rookie year, tooled the Texans, but that was a long time ago.
Well, a lot of people tooled the Texans back
right then.
713-780-ESPN. Texter asking, now that the Browns have signed RG3, what are the odds they still draft a quarterback at two? I think they should.
I think it's high, yeah.
But
I do think the pressure is a little bit off of them to do that because they did. And let's face it, the Browns are going to be drafting high again next year.
Well, yeah.
If they're not in love with the guys here, they've got McCown. They've got if they choose to keep McCown, they've got Bob Griffin. They can at least BS for a year and then draft somebody next season.
Well, because they've been BSing forever anyway,
right?
So what's one more year for them? And it's funny, somebody, the now famous Browns quarterback shirt that has all the names,
they've
updated it with Bob Griffin now.
Oh, good.
So that was making the rounds on the interwebs.
Should probably wait till he plays a game.
Yeah, because he
might get hurt before he plays a game.
I think there's a 30% chance he snaps a leg or something before he ever gets on the field.
Is that contract officially signed? Because I could see a sprained wrist, something like that.
I don't know if it's officially signed. I think it is, though. So. 713-780-ESPN. Boy, Mike Glennon, I don't know. I understand why people like that guy. He's a big guy. He's had some success, but we have our gratuitous Dwight Howard update.
All right.
If you'd like that, according to a report, he'd be open to returning to Orlando.
Okay.
According to Rick Bucher, who's Bleacher Report now, but he's actually worked for real websites. He said he would entertain a return to Orlando in free agency. Although his first choice is to stay in Houston.
He says his first choice is to stay in Houston.
That's what he
says. Not, that's not his first choice.
It can't be, right?
I'd really like to stay here in Houston and probably continue to be second, maybe third fiddle on some nights and play for a team that might or might not make the playoffs. That's my priority in free agency.
Yeah, take eight shots a night.
Come on.
That works. But
I'm surprised he mentions Orlando because Orlando is, it's not a good situation.
No,
for sure.
But you know what it is? It's out of the spotlight.
That's true. And it's also a spot where he would be a feature player in the in their offense. I'm presuming. I don't know. I'm not the coach there in Orlando, but they don't have a James Harden who's going to control the ball, 90% of the time. So I could see that.
Nick asks, if Glennon had sat behind Manning for 4 years, what are the odds he would have just signed a $72 million contract?
The problem is Mike Glennon's shown his hand. Mike Glennon's 5-13 as a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's not 5-2.
The great thing about some of these guys that get these big deals is they play like a couple games. They're usually on good teams. They win a couple of those games, and then there's like, oh, maybe that guy's – maybe it's not just that he plays for the Packers. I'm looking at you, Flynn. Maybe he's actually a good player, and we're finding a diamond in the rough. Once you're 5-13 as a starter, people kind of know this guy's not that good, And Mike Glennon has, I think, any kind of doubt of what kind of a player he is off. So I'm going to say no, he wouldn't get that money. We've seen too much Mike Glennon.
Yeah, and I just. Well, he was on a bad team, and he did show some flashes, but still, I don't think that would have happened, mainly because I don't know if he'd have gone 5-2 this year when Manning went out.
Right.
We just don't know because we don't know how good the guy is or isn't. I think we've seen enough. We've seen more of him than we have of Brock Osweiler, that's for sure.
That's true.
And
but would you rather see a little bit of a guy who's been pretty good or a little more of a guy who's been pretty bad?
A little bit of a guy who's been pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you at least...
Because there's still hope there.
Right.
There's still hope that, okay, he might...
You've watched almost all, what if Mike Glennon gets a chance? Like, Mike Glennon's had a chance, and we've seen it, and it ain't good. With Brock Osweiler, if he gets a full chance, maybe. With Mike Glennon, I know Mike Glennon sucks. I know it. I've seen it with my eyeballs. There's no getting around it now.
I guess, would the odds change if Glennon was handsome?
Probably not.
No,
probably not. I mean, obviously it would help, but he's far from it.
You can tolerate a mediocre quarterback
right.
A lot longer if he's good-looking. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lamont says, if Dwight's first choice is stay in Houston, he's dumber than I thought. I don't know.
I just don't believe it.
I don't either. I think that's the kind of thing you tell a reporter to – while your team's still clinging to playoff hopes. But I guarantee as soon as the season's over, that dude's not going to want to come back.
Yeah.
He's going to be out of here so fast, it's not funny. If you're talking about Orlando, goodness gracious. 713-780-3776. So,
I got to look at Nick Vucevic's contract because I don't know how much time he's got left. But at this point, I might prefer him to Dwight Howard. If I'm the Magic, I don't know if the Magic are in a market for a center.
I think they're in the market for putting butts in the seats, basically.
Well, he will do that better than Vucevic, but that's a. Let me see if I can pull up his contract here, but that would be a 4-year, $53 million contract last year. Even if you are wanting to put butts in seats, you can't just say, we don't need that guy. We're out on that.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, they're invested in that guy.
And I don't know that those two could play together. I don't know that works.
I think that'd be very difficult.
But you never know. I've seen some weird mixes before. Yep. All right, we're going to take a very quick break, and we come back.
I'm going to try to order some food.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I haven't made my final decision yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look at them one last time and go for it.
You know what? We got through an entire segment without any producer problems there.
That's
Did you notice that?
That was a strong.
Okay.
That was a strong
so,
12 minutes. That
it
we
was.
Just had.
Congratulations. So yeah. you that's See? One in a row.
People are clapping for you, bro.
You've got a win streak going. That's very
right.
good. So you should be proud of yourself. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. They've been helping people for 28 years. There's one down this way. If you're down south, not too far up the road. And look, I had gotten way too big about 2 years ago when I finally looked at a picture of myself and said, dude, you look ridiculous. So I went to Quick Weight Loss, got 50 pounds off, and now I'm living a healthier, happier lifestyle. I'm running every weekend. I'm participating in races and things like that. I could have never done that when I was as big as I was because I would have just dropped dead. And this is going to help me live longer. And you know what? It can work for you. If you really think it's time and you need to lose weight, all you have to do is give them a call. They got that great special. 6 weeks, just $66, all weight loss services included. Kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free no-obligation consultation, doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. Visit one of their 15 Houston-area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com, or better yet, give them a call, 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. And you know what? I totally screwed up by saying he got through an entire segment because he cut off the end of my commercial on the speaker. So we're getting a fresh start. We're going to try again. Okay? He's just trying to be the best teammate he can be, and I think it's going to work this time.
Lamont says, I love the way the city pretends the Rockets are worth a damn. Media should get a bonus for talking about them. I feel like we probably should. I've been – how long ago did I say the Rockets are dead to me? They have no chance of winning anything this year, so I'm just tired of talking about them.
Pretty sure they were 21-21 when
like
you said that.
That was like 6 weeks ago.
And then I said it when they were 25-25.
I'm just done.
You were a little ahead of me on that. I'll give you credit for that. But since then, we've kind of – we've written them off, and what have they done?
They've done nothing.
Nothing.
They've continued to be mediocre.
The only
– the problem is – if this were just a season with no expectation, it wouldn't be that awful. But people got their expectations too high for the Rockets. The Rockets fooled so many people last year by pretending to be an elite Western Conference team. The reality is they're not. That was smoke and mirrors. That team is not what we saw last year.
They fell into it. They didn't have to play the Spurs. They ran into a Clippers team that Clippers in the playoffs and got as far as they possibly could get.
Yeah.
A good season, a little bit of a surprise, but I think if you went into that and said, oh, we're close to Golden State, you weren't, and now you're not as good.
Right.
So, I don't mind the Ty Lawson move. I thought that was a good move at the time.
I didn't.
It was no risk.
You're taking a guy straight out of rehab. Yeah, that'll be great. That's going to work out.
Just get him a drink. Come on.
Jeez.
He's a better basketball player when he's drunk. Come on. I didn't mind trying it. You didn't give up anything.
No.
And if you got a good player out of it, it was going to help you, but you didn't. So, oh well. Didn't work out at all. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in.
I wonder what that guy thought of it. What's that guy's name he used to write about Jeremy Lin all the time?
Oh, Chris Baldwin.
What do you think he thought when they signed Ty Lawson over and, Jeremy Lin was gone and they replaced him with a drunk?
He probably said that. He probably wrote it Dear Diary fashion.
I'm bummed that I missed that column.
Dear Diary would have been replaced great. Jeremy Lin with a drunk guy.
Probably would have been great.
He was probably sober at the time. The problem is he was sober. If he'd gone back to drinking, he'd have been all right.
That's true.
But that's enough Rockets talk. I like the sideshow stuff, and with Howard and Harden, there's going to be a sideshow
with this team, but there's nothing to talk about him anymore. In fact, you know what? I think we should just ban Rockets talk.
We can't ban Rockets talk permanently. I mean,
not permanently.
We can ban talking about them like they have a chance to do something. That's all I said.
But
we've done
that.
Let's just stop pretending like they're going to go on some 10-0 run and suddenly be in the mix in the Western Conference. Like, if they won the rest of their games, they would be a 6 seed and they would get blown out by Oklahoma City. So we could just stop pretending like they're going to have any sort of a factor in what happens in the Western Conference.
You know, they're going to win the rest of their games. They're going to get to 6 just to spite you. And then Durant's knee's going to explode.
They would still
the Thunder would still
wreck this team sans Kevin Durant.
What about...
Write that in your notebook.
Oh, damn. I don't have my notebook. Oh. Hang on. I got the thing on my phone, though.
That's right.
I got the notes on my phone. Hang on 1 second. Write it in...
Did you see, by the way, that NBA.com keeps up with their power rankings every week?
Yeah.
I knew this would happen because this happens every time the Warriors lose a game and the Warriors lost to the Spurs. So... They put the Spurs number one in the power rankings.
Oh, come on.
They refuse, like, every chance. When the Warriors lose a game, the media is just like, oh, they're falling apart down the stretch.
They're not that good.
This is it. They're overrated. Come on, man. What are we doing where you lose one game out of, I mean, they've what have they lost now, 8 or 7? Where are they at? They're at 7. What are we doing changing, dropping them out of the power rankings number one spot when they lose one game?
Because that's what those power rankings are. They're supposed to generate web hits and get you pissed off at them.
Come on.
So I mean, that's what they're there for. So basically, yeah, let's forget the fact that when they played in Golden State, the Warriors housed them.
That's ancient history, Fred.
Yeah, well, that's a problem with these things. That's why... They're really trying hard.
I think the Spurs are a clear number two in any power rankings you can imagine. But there should be no question at this point who the best team is.
16-11 the Spurs are. Nothing wrong with that.
No, they're very good.
Yeah, most any other year, yeah, you're number one.
Very good.
But, yeah, that's kind of silly. Where does it have I'm just curious, where does it have the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I don't know. I'd have to pull it back up. I think they were third on the list, though.
Okay. So ahead of
they
OKC.
Were ahead of OKC. Although I think they're kind of falling apart. The Cavs seem to be melting down a little bit.
I'd also be curious where they have the Raptors.
I'll pull them back up.
Okay, I'm just curious for no real reason. And I'd be curious where they have your Rockets because I'm going to guess about.
Oh, you don't need to know about that.
Oh, I'd like to know. I'd like to know, even though we've banned them for the rest of the show. I won't call them by their name.
Okay.
I'd like to know where
the team that plays at Toyota Center.
The local team that plays at Toyota Center.
Here's a different one.
They're housed at Toyota Center.
I can't find that NBA.com one. Here's the ESPN.com one, though.
Okay.
They do have the Warriors number one.
All right. Well, then that makes more sense.
Spurs 2.
Okay.
Raptors 3.
Wow.
Cleveland 4. Atlanta Hawks 5.
Really?
Yep. Thunder 6. Heat 7. Clippers 8, the Jeremy Lin-led Hornets at 9, Celtics 10.
They like themselves some Eastern Conference
teams,
don't they?
Dude, I can't believe where they have the Rockets.
Let me guess. Well, see, now that you've said that, you've ruined it, because I would say 16 or 17.
12.
Oh, really?
12.
Okay, so what playoff teams are they better than? That are currently being in the playoffs right now.
So what they're saying is 7 of the top 12 teams are Eastern Conference teams, which may come as a surprise.
So that the Rockets are the...
They think they're the 5th best team in the Western Conference.
Really? I could see ranking them ahead of Memphis because
of Memphis
all the
is falling apart.
Yeah, but...
I don't know.
The last time, well, they're only a game and a half. But how could you rank them ahead of the Blazers and Mavericks right now?
I couldn't.
Did they not watch the game Wednesday night?
I don't get it.
Were they lost at home?
Here's the other thing for Portland. Portland if you subtract home wins or home losses from road wins, they're better than all the other teams in the West, or that are fighting for those last spots in the West. They play 8 of their last 11 games at home. So my guess is that Portland ends up doing okay down the stretch. But even putting those teams ahead of some of the Eastern Conference teams, like Chicago or Detroit, I don't know if I put the Rockets ahead of them.
I don't think I would either. They're 2 games under 500.
Yeah.
And they belong there.
Well, at the time, they were 500. They were 35
okay.
and 35.
All right, so they didn't count the game from the other night then. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Boy, those wings look good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this action.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, a couple minutes to break, so you'll be able to dive in there.
I'll let them cool.
Jeff asking, any opinion on the Zags or Irish game tonight?
I like Wisconsin.
I'm with you on Wisconsin. I am not. I have no feel whatsoever for the Syracuse game.
Yeah, I don't either. I think Gonzaga wins. I don't like giving up points. Gonzaga's impressed me in this tournament. They beat some teams that I didn't think they should have beat. But these are two teams that are playing in the Sweet 16 that when I filled out my 68, remember when we played that game and I filled out my 68 teams, I had both of them out. I think they were both in my first four out. So two teams I didn't think even deserved to be in the tournament are sitting here in the Sweet 16 playing each other. And I would say the reason why I say Gonzaga, at least with Gonzaga, they've beat a couple teams that it's respectable, you know.
Right.
I mean, Syracuse beat a 7 seed and a 15 seed. They lucked out that Michigan State lost in the first round, so they beat Middle Tennessee State. Let's not act like they're world beaters all of a sudden. They've improved okay. They've improved. They've probably shown that they did deserve to be in the tournament, but this is still not a good Syracuse basketball team. Gonzaga has surprised me. I didn't think. It's not that I didn't think Gonzaga was good, but Gonzaga's resume is not good. My goodness, I haven't even finished my first beer, and people are bringing me another one. I don't know
appreciate
what's going on.
Appreciate it.
Hey.
Cutting it off right
we're
here.
Cut off.
We're cut off.
We're cut off.
That's it, yes. But thank you. All right.
But Syracuse, you know, they've done nothing. They really still haven't done anything to prove it. Gonzaga was a good team. They beat a couple good teams. Their resume, based on the conference this year, just wasn't great. I like them a lot better than I like that Syracuse team. I don't like giving up 4.5 points, though.
Yeah. All right. I think there's music in the background. I can't tell because it's pretty loud here. So we are going to take a very quick break. We come back. We got a lot more good stuff, and AJ will give us a report on the wings.
I will. I'll update
which
you.
I can tell you, I had the barbecue wings earlier. They were fantastic. So, all right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Attention, League City, Clear Lake, and South Houston Blitzers. The Blitz is here for a Good Friday live broadcast. Join us at Quaker Steak and Lube on the Gulf Freeway in League City until 7. We're boiling up crawfish, eating wings and burgers, while washing it down with $5 Not Your Father's Root Beer Pints, plus a lot of other happy hour specials. Visit ESPN975.com for more info. And very cool. A lot of Blitzers here. And even my mom made an appearance.
Oh, I saw that.
Which is a first. I don't know that
it's the first time I've seen your mom.
Yeah. That's the first time I've seen her in forever, too. So
she brought you Pez.
Well, that's for my kids. That's for it's your Easter stuff for the kids.
Oh, I thought that she was just bringing you Pez, like you were a Pez fan. I was like, no, oh, that's cool. My mom never brings me Pez.
No, well, but she does get you carrot cake.
She does make a mean weed infused carrot cake.
Yeah,
my mom.
My mom does not, unfortunately.
And my mom brings me bullets. Like when I see my mom, she'll give me bullets.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool. You need those.
Yeah, it's good.
They're usable.
Yep.
So I got Pez, but it's not for me. So, and you get bullets.
I get bullets and carrot cake. You get Pez and chocolate bunnies.
For somebody else.
She didn't bring you anything for Easter?
No. I'm 51 years old. I don't need anything for Easter.
You could, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if your mom brought you an Easter basket filled with bullets?
Well, I mean, if she wanted to bring me an Easter...
Or carrot cake?
Or Whitmire's, I'd go
anything
for that.
Like that.
Yeah, that's, if you really wanted to get me a gift, that would be a good gift. But
yeah.
No, I don't want gifts. The kids get all the good stuff. Patrick asked, do you ever bet pro golf? If so, are you any good at it? No, and I won't say never. Sometimes if I see a value in a guy that's playing in a big tournament, I might throw a few bucks. But I'm not any good at it, and I don't pretend to be. I would say Granato probably would be your go-to guy on that.
You see what's happened here? What do you see in that picture that my wife has posted?
A cat.
That's a cat that was not there when I got there, or when I left today. There's been much discussion of adding a new cat.
Well, you already have two, right?
Well, no. Oh, we have one cat.
Oh, now you have two.
But the cat that we have, like, lives in the garage sometimes, lives outside most of the time. Very non-intrusive cat. I don't mind it. I'm not really a cat guy. That cat, I don't really mind. But we had decided not to get another dog because my remaining, you know, my dog died a month ago. My other dog probably is having the best month of his life since Bandit died. He seems so happy and relaxed.
Is he friendly now?
He's friendly. He's just he's living life, and he's not stressed out about having another dog around. He's not worried about somebody eating all his food. So we're like, you know what? We're not going to get another dog for a while. The dog that I still have is 15 years old.
Right.
He ain't going to last forever. So I told my wife, and of course my kids wanted a new dog immediately. I said, let's let this dog have his last couple years in peace. Not have to worry about someone eating his food. Let him be happy for a while. So, instead, I get a cat, apparently. So, now there's a cat at my house. Sitting in, and you'll notice it's sitting in a leather recliner.
Yeah,
whose chair do you think that is?
I'm wondering.
That cat is sitting in.
Guessing that's probably yours.
That's my chair that cat is sitting in.
And you know what's going to... This is going to be the worst of all worlds, because now you got another cat.
Yeah.
And the dog's going to freak out over that.
No, the dog doesn't care about the cat.
Wait till the cat starts eating his food.
No, that's why he doesn't care. The dog, when he walks by the cat in the hallway, he, like, keeps eyes forward. It's like, you know, when let's say you're out somewhere with your wife. You're out to dinner with your wife.
Okay.
And some chick walks by, super hot, huge cans. Like, you look out of the corner of your eye, but you don't move your head to look.
Right.
Because it would be too obvious.
Which is why I like to wear sunglasses everywhere.
That's how my dog looks at the cat. Like, my dog is straightforward. I'm walking. Like, you see his eyes shift down to make sure you're not going to, like, you know, stab me with those sharp things on your hands. Keep walking. Cool. I'm past it. I recognize you, but I'm not going to acknowledge you. That's how my dog handles the cat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN.
What I will say is, if that cat is still sitting in my chair when I get home, I'll just sit on it. And if it doesn't move, then that cat won't last.
That's a him problem.
Cat won't last.
You've got to let him know who's boss early.
Yep.
Because once you let those things start going wherever they want, trust me on this, because the two cats that I don't have, that I have that I'm not supposed to.
Are you allowed to have your dog, but not those cats?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm allowed to have them. I just...
Oh, you have to pay extra.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money, so, you know.
You're such a shyster.
I was hoping to get rid of them at some point.
Wife was just going to be like, okay, these cats that I've had, we're just going to get rid of them. I don't need them anymore. Women don't do that with cats. That is not going to happen.
I do live 21 stories up, and they have been known to get on the balcony. I'm just saying. Accidents.
I feel like if I lived on the 21st floor, cats are way less of a problem than dogs.
Well, the dog's a problem because you have to
take it out.
Every morning, she gets me up, even if I've been drinking all night.
When I lived in Austin,
6 a.m.
Like, when
morning.
I was, before I had a family. It was just me and my dog. I lived on the third floor of an apartment building. And it was such a pain in the ass, because mostly because I was like in a drunken, drug-induced fog most of the time. But I had to walk that dog down the stairs and let it pee and not like try not to pass out while it was using the restroom. And then I had to you got to pick up its crap. I mean, then you got to take it back upstairs, and you're exhausted after that. You got to take a break. So you sit down and smoke some more weed and play some more Mario Kart until it's got to go outside again. So now, like, the 21st floor, I can't even imagine. I wouldn't do it.
Well, there have been mornings, just because, as you know, every now and then
I would put a diaper on my dog.
Well, I thought about getting one of a thing to put on the balcony where she could just go there.
Like one of those little patches of fake grass?
Yeah, but then I got to clean that crap. So why? Yeah. And I don't want dog poo up there, so...
Can't you just throw it off the balcony?
No, it gets a lot of those stuff off the balcony.
It's against the law to have two illegal cats in
your
apartment.
They're not illegal. They're under the radar.
All right.
They're off-the-record cats.
Just saying, if I were going to break one of those rules, I'd throw the crap off the balcony and try to hit cars.
Yeah, which that is a crime.
It is a crime. I understand that, but I wouldn't care.
Okay, as long as you don't care.
Housing illegal alien cats, also a crime. But
all right, they're not aliens.
You seem to overlook that. Like, no big deal. I'm not paying for these cats to be here. They're technically not here, but they're here. I mean... Donald Trump's going to build a wall for those cats.
He probably should. I'd be fine as long as they're on the other side of the wall.
That's right.
No, well, when we moved in, and I wound up pay a monthly thing anyway, but when we moved in, it was ridiculous. It was like $500 a cat.
So. Like, a whole cat's life isn't worth $500.
No.
Not much less, like. For it to live in my apartment,
and two of them,
you made the right call.
And there's two of them, and they're both a-holes. So yeah. They're totally unlikable cats, which I don't like cats anyway.
So let's say management knocks on the door, and they're like, "Hey, we know you got cats here. What's going on? Do you just hand over the cats, like put them in a trash bag and hand them to them?"
I say, "Hey, they're yours. You okay. want them? They're yours, buddy.
All right,
you get the cats. Congratulations."
Nobody will take that.
No. So they're not going to mess with me because nobody wants these cats. They're rude. If you try picking one up, they'll scratch you. Occasionally, they pee on the floor, which drives me nuts. I hate these cats. They're terrible.
A cat that scratches you, that's the worst. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, I can't either. But unfortunately, I have to. All right, guys.
Are they old at least?
No, they're not old enough. They're only like 7.
Oh, yeah, they're lasting a while. Eight to 10 more years.
Yeah, I know. And they're the kind of cats that will live to 25 because... they're just unlikable.
Yeah. The best thing for you to do is rob a 7-Eleven. You'll go away for 10 years, and the cats might be dead by the time you get back.
That's probably not a bad idea. Probably not. Although, I still think maybe I should just put a mouse on the balcony and then have the mouse jump off the balcony and just see if they follow.
Throwing a mouse off a balcony, illegal.
Oh, damn. Oh,
sorry.
Well. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. And... they do a great job of helping kids out who have dropped out of other schools. They get a second chance there. And a lot of these kids drop out for all kinds of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, and they change their lives. They also, if they need glasses, they give them glasses. If they need transportation, they do that. That's why your donation is so important. And by your donation, we mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter if it's running. It doesn't matter how old it is. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call. Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. You can help change a life just by getting rid of something you're not using anymore. Give them a call or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it here. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.